Thanks, Keith.
Well, this is turning into a really, really big public university that has a lot of research funding, and it trickles all the way down to the undergraduate level. I don't know a lot of other universities that would allow somebody like me, who is just a senior out of high school, to start research this early.
University of Kentucky junior biology major Joshua Preston out of West Jessamine High School. Preston is UK's most recent recipient of the Astronaut Scholarship, a $10,000 award presented annually to only 45 college students nationally majoring in one of the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, or math.
It was really cool because I've been working here for a couple of years, and it was really amazing to see the efforts I have pay off. It was awesome.
Preston applied for the Astronaut Scholarship through UK's Office of Nationally Competitive Awards, part of the Chelgren Center for Undergraduate Excellence within the Division of Student and Academic Life.
We got to go to Washington, D.C. earlier this year for the award ceremony. I got to meet Mike Collins, who was from the Apollo 11 mission. That was incredible.
Joshua excels in the classroom and in the laboratory. He credits his faith and said his experiences at UK have helped define the career path he would like to pursue.
My research became a lot less about building my resume and a lot more about actually wanting to become a scientist. I talked to my professor, my PI, Kevin Pearson, and talked about maybe doing an MD-PhD, which is a combined degree in medicine and science, to hopefully be a physician scientist one day.
Preston, who will present some of his research at a conference in Austria later this year, has already spent an entire summer working in the experimental gerontology lab of the renowned Rafael DiCabo at the National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health.
In the past, aging research has really been focused on lifespan, basically how long can we make people live. It makes me very sad when I see elderly people that are totally incapacitated, and though they might be living till age 90 or even 100, they can't do what they want to do. My dream would be to make some sort of contribution to the field of aging that I could help increase health span, keep people healthy longer, and that's really what drives me. I really want to be able to see people live healthy lives for a long time.
University of Kentucky junior Joshua Preston of Nicholasville. For more, visit uky.edu. Seeing Blue, I'm Carl Nathy with UK at the Half.